Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily Tesla and electric vehicle news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Saturday, January 15th. Tesla has added a reference to the structural battery pack to the Model's Y owner manual, as production seems to be imminent. Instead of several battery modules put together in a pack, Tesla plans to use the new 4680 cells in a single block to create battery pack with structural integrity that becomes part of the vehicle's body. Tesla updated the owner's manual regarding the jacking procedure, since the lift points are different. There have been rumors that Tesla is preparing to start Model Y production at the factory within the next 2 weeks, but that is yet unconfirmed. With the new version hitting, it may be a bit of a growing pain for the buying public. Tesla is known for having rolling upgrades with their delivery schedule, and the latest and greatest cutting-edge features are sometimes not known until the vehicle arrives to the customer. In this case, the update represents a boost in efficiency. It's possible that Tesla will simply reduce the amount of batteries and maintain the same performance specs. Tesla has officially started to accept Dogecoin to buy some of their merchandise from the online store. As a matter of fact, it seems that they're only accepting Dogecoin for some items. It's affecting the novelty things, such as the Giga Texas belt buckle, Cyber Whistle, and even the Cyber Quad for kids. The exchange rate actually reflects Tesla's typical high pricing. The Tesla belt buckle is listed for 835 Dogecoins, which at the moment equates to $158. French automaker Renault has joined the all-electric party. The CEO recently shared the news that the brand would become 100% electric by the year 2030. It's actually a bit ahead of the European Union targets, which is set to compel all automakers in the future. As part of the European Green Deal this past July, the EU proposed an entire package of climate proposals, including a reduction of new car emissions by 55% by the year 2030 and 100% by 2035. Chinese automaker NIO continues to make interesting moves in the North American market as the company signed a 10-year lease on a building in San Jose, California. Mercury News out of the Bay Area shared the word of NIO's recent agreement. The new 200,000-plus square foot U.S. headquarters is more than double the size of their current footprint, signaling a long-speculated entry into the North American market that's probably around the corner. This coincides with previous reports. Following NIO Day, we reported on new job postings in LinkedIn, such as the Head of User Infrastructure, Construction, and Readiness. Volvo Trucks Corporation has announced a new generation of all-electric Class 8 VNR trucks for the North American market. This includes upgrades for the battery size, range, and charging speeds. They've achieved up to 40% increases in storage capacity, giving 565 kilowatt-hours, an operational range of up to 275 miles, and 250 kilowatt charging. The new VNR Electric is going to be available in two configurations, a 6x4 straight truck and a 6x4 tractor. They're available for pre-order now and will begin production in the second quarter of this year. Vanderhall released a video of their upcoming Brawley, testing it out in the mud and snow. This rock-crawling sport vehicle is set to be powered by four high-powered motors, one in each wheel, with advanced four-wheel independent suspension. According to Vanderhall, they have sold out their other EV, the three-wheeled Roadster, and we expect to see many of them being sold for the new Brawley. Winnebago has announced plans to reveal an all-electric concept motorhome developed by the company's Advanced Technology Group, and they'll do so at Florida's RV Super Show in Tampa, Florida. It's not a whole lot we know for sure at this point. Winnebago currently, or has, offered RVs built on the Stellantis platform, Mercedes-Benz platform, and even a Ford platform. EV startup Ballinger Motors just announced a pausing of their development of the two flagship EVs, the B1 Sport Utility and the B2 Pickup. Instead, Ballinger is moving to focus on the commercial market. Moving forward, they hope to develop further EV platforms in the Class 3 to 6 commercial truck entries. Those who put down deposits for the truck and SUV will be receiving a full refund. ChargeNet has announced new funding to jumpstart their retail charger operations. They bill themselves as a software startup that brings together EV fast chargers, on-site battery storage, solar power, and payment platforms in a footprint that's designed to be dropped into an existing parking lot. Their first customer is a South San Francisco Taco Bell, 70 Taco Bell sites are set to add 6 charging stations per restaurant, and yes, that comes out to 420 total. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.